Hello and welcome to the Breeders' Cup Preview, focusing in on the Dirt Mile. Again, we talked about the sprint and how some horses were dual entered. You're going to hear a lot of repeat names in this Dirt Mile. Starting out with Catalina Cruiser on the early morning line is 3-1 as that early morning line favorite. Matoli is going to be 7-2. Omaha Beach is going to be 4-1. Giant Expectations 6-1. Cole Front 10-1. Diamond Ops 10-1. Mr. Money 12-1, Improbable 12-1, and then some bigger prices with the Frenzy Fire at 20-1 and Mr. Freeze at 30-1. Your initial reaction on these early morning lines?
Yeah, I mean, I think Catalina Cruiser stays here. I think Omaha Beach stays here. I think Matoli goes in the sprint. But, you know, we're going to have to see what the trainers and the connections want to do. But Catalina Cruiser is a deserving favorite. You think of Belmont Stakes Day, Catalina Cruiser looks great, and you got a gift there. Then the horse went to Del Mar, winning the Pat O'Brien. Giant Expectations was, I thought, a good second, but very convincing win for Catalina Cruiser there over at Del Mar. So I think deserving favorite in this spot. Omaha Beach did beat Chancelot last time at Santa Anita, so I think this is a good spot for Omaha Beach. But for me, I think the three-year-olds are a little over matched with older, especially because I'm not thrilled with the three-year-old crop in here. Or in any race, not just this race, in any race, Breeders' Cup race, I think the three-year-old crop could be a little suspect. But so that's why I think you're getting 12-1 on an Improbable. A Mr. Money, who at Parks I thought had everything go his way and got caught by Math Wizard in the Pennsylvania Derby. So I think he's a little over his head in this spot. I think Firenze Fire is better in the sprint than in the mile. But Diamond Ops is a horse that ran second behind Imperial Hint in the Vanderbilt, and you're getting 10-1. So I think Diamond Oops, I think that's how you say it, Diamond Oops, I think it's a really nice horse that you could use at a price. But I think if Catalina Cruiser stays, it's definitely Catalina Cruiser's race to lose.
Yeah, I do like Catalina Cruiser. Gets really, really gutsy. I know, like you said, at Belmont, had that really nice fifth the first move. Was able to gut out a really nice win. For me, like you said, Matoli probably goes in the sprint. Omaha Beach is very dangerous in this spot based on the fact that that horse came off of that layoff against Chancelot. I know it's a three-year-old, and you're not thrilled with the three-year-olds. But 4-1 to me with a horse with a world of upside and was supposed to be the Kentucky Derby favorite if it wasn't for the sidelined injury that ended up happening. Giant Expectations. I've never been able to figure out that horse. 6-1 to me seems awfully low, but another horse that's been in very good form, and that's why you're seeing the 6-1 odds. Cole Front, who always has a ton of speed for Todd Pletcher, does some really nice things. And then you have another group of three-year-olds, Mr. Money, off a disappointing effort down at Parks, and Improbable, who came back with a couple nice efforts, did run in that race against Mr. Money down at Parks as well. And actually has an excuse. If you remember that race down at Parks, did not break well at all, and has shown that he does that frequently because they had had some gate issues with Improbable before. So that really is, he may be his own worst enemy, per se, in that regard. But actually ran a really good race after not breaking well, and that race was really run odd. I know there was an upset winner that day, but if you're getting prices of 18-1, 20-1 on Mr. Money or Improbable, if they are able to take step forward against these olders, maybe they're able to round out the exactors or tries and really blow those up. So for me, while I do like the olders in this spot, I do think the three-year-olds may be able to round out the exactors or tries in this spot.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I'd probably put the three-year-olds underneath tries, supers, exactors. But Cole Front, I just keep thinking of Oaklawn Park, how good Cole Front looked going two turns there. The Met Mile, I was kind of curious to see how he'd run there. Did not run terrible, but did not run great. Matoli, as we know, won the Met Mile at a fair price. So I think Matoli should run in the sprint. But if he stays, we know he can make the mile distance.
All right, those are our thoughts on the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. Good luck.